But a little Greek, a little Serb is only this little small nation, about 4 or 5 million. Old King Franz Joseph, he was the king of Austro-Hungary. You know, there's organized again. There's a country of 50 million population
together.
Then, you know, and they finally took the little Serbian capital, and she counterattacked it and retook her capital back again. You know, then finally Germany, you know, and her went together, you know, and then they call them Central Powers, because they laid right together, you know. And then in England, France got in it, against them. And then finally, you know, Russia was on the side of England, France. But man, they drove that Russian army, Austro-Hungary and Germany did. Now, Russia was defeating Austro-Hungary itself, but Germany, old Kaiser, he sent his force in there and pulled them together. They really drove the Russian army back, you know.
Say, if you want to read an interesting book, it's called The Guns of August.
I bet that's interesting.
And you might be able to get it down here at the library. Just check it out and read it, but oh, it's an interesting book. It's about the first days of World War I.
Say, that'd be interesting. I like history.
You like this?
Say, they record that anyway. You don't have all that I've been talking about. I don't think.
It doesn't make anything.
Yeah. You read that book. I could talk for a week and I can tell you about all the sea battles and everything.
Let's try some more cities here. What's the biggest city in Illinois?
The biggest city in Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chicago, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Biggest city in Louisiana?
New Orleans, I'll bet Baton Rouge is the capital, but that's the largest.
Mm-hmm. It's a big city in Kentucky.
Louisville, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Two big cities in Kansas.
Well, Topeka's the capital, I imagine Wichita would be the second largest, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think so. How about a couple of big ones in Missouri?
Well, Springfield would be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, St. Joseph ought to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. How about the one right on the Kansas border?
Kansas City?
Mm-hmm. And then the one over on the river on the other side.
Well, there's one in Kansas City, Kansas, and there's one in Kansas City, Missouri.
How about the big one where they have a baseball team called the Athletics?
Oh, St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big place.
Well, that is. That's really growing.
Oh, yeah. That's a large place.
How about some big cities in Ohio?
Well, there's Cincinnati and Dayton. There's two big cities.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I like anything like that.
What's probably the biggest church denomination in Oklahoma?
Well, let's see. There's about two or three, and there's a Methodist is big, and the Baptist, and the Christian church is fair, but I'm kind of imagining Robert being between the Methodist and the Baptist in Oklahoma, and I don't know. I never have heard what one's the largest. I know they're both large.
If we're going to do something together and you decide that you won't do it, if I won't do it, you say, well, I'm not going to do this.
Unless you do it. We're good friends, and if you don't do it, I won't do it either.
Mm-hmm. If you go in to order a meal, let's say you order the blue plate, and let's say peas are on there, let's say there's rice on there, and you can't eat rice, you'd like to have peas. You'd say, can I have peas?
In the place of rice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you fix me a plate of peas in the place of rice?
If people are interested in a church, but they aren't members, and then they become members, you say they've done what?
They've joined the church.
Mm-hmm.
Help them out.
In church, they'll pray to
God.
Mm-hmm. And the preacher will read
the text.
Mm-hmm. Deliver a
sermon.
You may mention the 23rd
Psalm.
Mm-hmm. And the organ and the choir will make
sing. The choir will do the singing.
Uh-huh.
Make the music.
Mm-hmm.